strange music. The James family was among the first white settlers to the North Pacific coast. They claimed homestead ground and built a log cabin facing the broad, sparkling ocean. One morning, 14-year-old Mary happened to glance westward and caught the quick flash of sunlight on paddles. As she watched, two native canoes came into view, making for the landing on the beach below the cabin. She cried,
"Mother, Indians are coming! Mother, Indians are coming!"
In short order, 30 braves had crowded into the small cabin, and they were picking up things. A spyglass, salt and pepper shakers, a small porcelain statue. They grunted and showed off each new discovery. One of the natives, using a mixture of Chinook jargon and English, wanted to know where the man of the house was.
"The men will return soon. Any minute,"
Mrs. James lied. Her husband and sons were away cutting hay in a meadow and would not return until late afternoon. An idea came to her.
"Mary, play something pretty on the melodeon for our guests. Play now."
Although Mary was too nervous to play well, play she did, and the natives were awestruck. They got on their hands and knees to peer around and under the melodeon, and were so charmed by Mary and her magical music, they presented her with a great quantity of hiaqua shells, or native money, and laid them on the table along with woven grass mats, baskets, and fish. They made it evident that they wished to purchase the wonderful melodeon, as well as the girl who made it work.
"Oh, gracious! Oh, goodness, no!"
came Mrs. James's quick reply. To appease them, she cut squares from a bolt of bright red cloth she had been saving for a dress, gave a piece to each of the natives as a present, and sent them on their way.